Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly and Hugh Douglas. I'm in for Joe Giglio today. We're wrapping up from McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington. Packed house here. People coming over from the baseball competition. They'll announce the results coming up at 2 o'clock today on the afternoon show before the Phils are back in action today. 3:45 first pitch in San Francisco.
Yeah, shout out to the afternoon show, man. I mean, sound like they had a really great turnout today. I mean, it's a really great turnout here. Thanks to all the people that came, all the people that showed up, man. This was pretty cool. This was like for something like this to happen between two radio hosts and the people come out like that, that's pretty impressive. That kind of shows you the reach that WIP has and the fact that a lot of people listen to the station. A lot of people probably don't call in, but they listen, and they want to be a part of it. And I know Ike and those guys are going to do it, but, hell, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, because this is pretty cool. This is really cool.
No, it is. It's a really cool event, really cool for us to be out here today, and appreciate everybody coming out for sure. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. A few things that we will get to here in the last segment. We need to break down a clip that I know you liked, you enjoyed watching, Hugh, and also we'll have you people coming up at 1:45. But first, let's go back to the phones real quick. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon crew.
Bruce,
how's everybody doing?
We're good, man.
Hey, man, this is a great debate about Andrew Painter. I believe I have a solution because I think there's strong views on both sides. Now, before I say that, I would just say based on his performance this year, I am definitely like a majority of the people that have concerns about Painter's performance down in the minors. However, I think he has the tools and the good enough stuff that could translate to play at the major league level. Now, based on the bullpen, the bullpen situation on the Phillies, you can look at Painter similar to how we've been down this road before with another pitcher, and that one was Ranger Suarez. He started out in the pen, came up with good stuff, and then eventually made it to the starting rotation. I think that this is an opportunity where, just with Romano, whatever the hell we want to call his name is, it's to bring him in and see what happens. See if he can do one or two innings, maybe as a long reliever to stop the bleeding in the bullpen. And then if it warrants, then he can step up and he can support Walker and plug him into that rotation. And I think that's where he can be slow walked into a starting role potentially, maybe going into next season, because this is how Suarez starts. So I just wanted to throw that out and get you all take on it. I think that
and that's kind of where I am. I don't see the downside to it. Like, I don't think that if you bring Painter up and things don't go well, because we're talking about what, 2-3 starts till Noel gets back. If it doesn't go well, okay, he goes back down and you can, you know, kind of let him work some things out there. But I just see the upside to him coming up and having a positive impact majorly outweighing the negatives to him struggling and it, like, breaking him.
Yeah, no, and that's my whole point. I think with Painter, now, I haven't been following, I've only been visual on some of his games. I think he tends to get himself in trouble after a couple of innings. So I think if you limit his exposure in the bullpen, bring him in, you know, for one or two, and let him work at that level. I think that we could. I mean, what do we have left to lose? Because our bullpen is trash. Why?
Yeah,
not?
Yeah, Bruce. I appreciate the call. That's where I am with it.
But
what do we have to lose, boys?
He's the future, though, man. Yeah. And you know, it's obvious. Like, this is how I look at it. This is my timeline when it comes to Andrew Painter. When I got here, there's a big hoopla about him coming up, Andrew Painter watching, all this other stuff. He unfortunately gets hurt, right? Now he's rehabbing and he gets healthy. Now he's talked about coming up this season and being a part of the bullpen. For whatever reason, something happened that kind of derailed that timeline, because it was skewing like he was about to come up. Then you get your starting pitching looking the way that it looked. So I guess the sense of urgency to bring him up wasn't as great. So now we're talking about taking a guy who we looked at, in my opinion, as a frontline starter, and now you want to relegate him to the bullpen out of necessity, which I totally get, and that's a different mentality. But I don't think that they think that's what he's built for. You know what I mean? Because when I think about it, your mentality is – the bullpen mentality is totally different mm-hmm. than it is the starting pitcher mentality. And I think they want to groom him to be a frontline starter.
Well, I'd agree. And long term, I'd agree. But in the short term, I don't see a path to him contributing in that way for the team this year anyway.
So let me throw this at you here. What do you think is a worse scenario for the Andrew Painter thing this season? One being they don't bring him up at all. They think he needs to spend the full year in the minors, have the offseason, then maybe he'll join the major league club after a good spring training. Or two, they bring him up, he stinks, and then they have to send him back down.
I think it's the same impact.
I don't think so
at
all.
If they send him back down, what's it going to do to him? You think it's going to ruin his career? Do you think he's mentally soft? He's going to be fine. Oh, I'm getting perspective, Kyle.
I know. It's not perspective.
Kyle,
I'm just
you can lose the stat, Kyle.
He's going to be fine.
He's trying to be nice about the situation. But he loses.
I mean, it's a horrendous look if they bring him up and then they have to send him back down. Then it looks like the Phillies are incompetent. They have no idea what to do with this kid.
I disagree.
This has been a bad look for them this year, especially when you talk about the injuries and stuff. You don't want to go out there looking at
it. I look around at some of the other top prospects. The Brewers, they brought up the Mizorowski kid. It's been mixed results. Like, he's been really good. He had an outing when he got shelled. Whatever. Chase Burns, the Reds, we saw him on Sunday. Came up, his first outing was great. Second outing got shut. He got one out in the game.
But
comes back and pitches 4 2/3 scoreless against the Phillies.
Letting him work out some kinks in the majors is more acceptable to me if he forces his way into the majors. Like, these guys that those two teams brought up, you mentioned, like, their time in the minors was done. That doesn't appear to be the case with Andrew Painter.
Chase Burns was in single A in April. They speed rushed him up to the major leagues.
He sped rushed himself up to the major leagues by pitching dominantly in every level. Painter's not doing that.
He's had a little bit of a.
But when
who's to say Painter doesn't come up and immediately starts getting smoked, like, right off the bat? Then what do you do?
Maybe that would happen. But I don't think it's a lock that he's going to get smoked.
But then
it could turn out great.
But then what looks worse on the Phillies if you're like, you really decided to call this kid up when, one, he didn't even show you that he deserved it in the minors, and now you're getting the results of that mistake, like, right in your face, live in real time.
I don't care what looks worse. Like, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is helping the team. And I just look at the upside of bringing Painter up and what he could provide you as a fifth instead of Taiwan Walker, as a bullpen piece instead of Daniel Robert, as a bullpen piece instead of Seth Johnson. I look at that upside, and to me, that outweighs the negative.
I just think we're living in fantasy land to think that you're going to get that upside, I guess, really is where I'm coming from. I don't think it's happening.
Until he produces at the minor league.
Yeah, I need to see it. Show me that you belong in the majors.
Show
five
me the
innings.
Baby.
Looked good last night. Sixth inning. Hey, going to the sixth. It's going to happen soon.
Hugh showed that he was worthy of getting traded for by the Eagles, being rookie of the year. 10 sacks.
Oh, I'm about to catch a stray.
But no.
That's it.
That was it? Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take.
You're about to get enough crap from people.
But sometimes you got to take a leap of faith. A lot of people after 2003, they were saying, Hugh Douglas is done.
Well,
he's good.
He was done.
This is where the bullets come.
Hugh was an important piece of that 2004 Eagles
team. I'm talking early career Hugh, just like we're talking about early career Andrew Painter. Not washed Douglas.
I understand. Now,
washed Doug. I like that they washed Douglas.
Now, we'll get to you people in a few minutes here, but Hugh came in this morning, and Hugh, there was one thing that you wanted to talk about, and it was that the golf fight you saw social media this morning.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, my thing is this, because we are living in strange times, and a lot of people have a lot of bravado. They writing checks that their ass really can't cash. If you roll up on somebody, dog, like, this is the first rule. If you roll up on somebody with aggression, you best be prepared for what's going to happen next. And the dude on the golf course obviously was not prepared for what happened next. Man, he called hand. First, he got through in the pond.
So I didn't see the whole video, but the guy starts a fight with the guy. And it was a pro hockey player.
And he kept warning him. He's like, dog, back up off me. And so Buddy was feeling he had those beer muscles because it was obvious that he was inebriated. And he rolled up on Cat, and he got everything that he was asking for. Like, he got both hands, he got defeats, and then he got thrown into the pond.
Yeah, he got tossed into the pond.
But oh, no, not only did he got thrown into the pond, he came back for round two. He got out of the pond, and then, dude, like, just as rule of thumb, people out there, if somebody grabs you in the collar, what's about to happen next is not good. So you need to act accordingly. He grabbed Buddy in his collar and proceeded to punch him in the face repeatedly. Repeatedly. And dude fell down. So then he gets back up. After getting punched in the face, you have still shown no signs of protecting yourself, right? Then he gets thrown, and his body, what they say, parallel to the ground, like he's in the air. Like, dog, just yeah. Listen. If you're going to have that kind of bravado and talk crazy to folks, just be prepared to back it up.
Where do we stand on the going back for seconds after you get ragdolled into the pond?
Well, I look at it like this.
I feel like you got to take your
own. Perseverance guy, right there. You got to say that.
Like, if I got ragdolled the first time, now, there's a moment where you have to figure out, like, you got to figure out your chances of turning this tide or this battle. Now, if you've been drinking, it's probably a good chance that you probably just need to leave it like
that. You're not turning that around. There's no turnaround.
So that's when, you know, you have a decision to make. You know, you probably get one of your clubs and use that as an equalizer. You know, but he didn't do that. He still wanted to go fisticuffs. And not only that, dude was bigger than him.
And this guy was apparently a former NHL, like, fighting was like his
enforcer.
Thing. That was his role.
And dude, when he kept hitting, he just repeatedly grabbed this man. First he grabbed him in the chest, and then he just started beating him. And he's just sitting there, and he's just like, dog, the fight wasn't going your way. Just go ahead and let it go, dog. Just let it go.
Yeah,
some people ain't about that action. And if you're really not about that action, then let it go. Let it go.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But now it's time to check in, as we do every day, with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So the YouTube chat was like the Wild West once people got wind, which I don't – look, first of all, we had been talking about this for weeks that – you were going to have to go to the event if you wanted to see it. The results were always going to be unveiled at 2 o'clock on the afternoon show. And people thought for some reason, we know why. People don't listen.
They don't listen.
So everyone was very upset that we were not streaming it. We have a show to do. You will get the results at 2. Or if you were there, you were lucky enough to see it or hear about it, congratulations. But if not, you'll find out at 2. It's going to be okay.
He said it's going to be okay.
The funniest part about the whole thing was I was catching a lot of blame for why this wasn't streamed. People just have no idea, like, what my job description is here at WIP.
Everything.
Which is totally fair, I guess, right?
Everything.
Like, what's a radio producer do? I'll just give everybody a hint. It's not to coordinate live stream events. Or while I'm here, for some reason, go down to the high school and go and film it and stream it for everybody.
Kyle seems very annoyed with you people.
The chat was absurd.
It was a rant.
There were a lot of babies. A lot of babies on the chat today. This one I did find funny, though. Jillio, just shut up and show the event.
Not Jillio.
Two days in a row. Somebody thinking that Joe's here on the show.
But see, this is the reason why I don't really get mad about what people say, because 9 times out of 10, you're really not paying attention to what's going on anyway. Can't get mad at them.
Yep. Here's another good one. Hugh Duck put this event up for weeks and now expects people to not want to talk about it.
Poking the
Hugh
bear.
Douglas hyped this up.
Okay.
First of all,
Kyle, why'd you do that?
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Hugh and only Hugh hyped this up.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I try to talk clear and concise, but it's obvious you folks don't listen. I made it clear that it was a content creator that is not a part of our show.
I mean, the details of this were very clear for anybody
very,
who was going to
clear. So, sir or ma'am, I don't know what you do for a living, but you need to do better at your job of paying attention.
I just love that Hugh Douglas hyped this up.
Yeah,
like,
it's Hugh, ridiculous.
Like,
yeah.
This is all Hugh's idea.
Well, I guess they're talking about because I hyped it up this morning.
Yep.
And I think it was clear.
No, they said you hyped it up for weeks.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I did hear that. But this it's clear so that this isn't our content. Can I just have a moment to
go
break
ahead,
it down
yeah.
for people?
Go off.
We are content creators, much like the people on social media. But instead of being on social media, we are on WIP, the airwaves. So the content that was created with this Jack and Joe the camera thing is the content of the afternoon show. So, people, it's on them. If they want to reveal the results on their show, it's their content. It's not ours.
Yeah, the camera got to reveal his results on his
yes.
show for the golf thing.
Yes, because it's their show. We are yep. we are a group. We are a conglomerate. We're a collective, and we help each other out. We're going to promote it as much as we possibly can, yep. but the results are going to be tallied on their show. So relax and pay attention.
One more thing on that. Wild crash out by Hugh on that caller. Must have been all that Mountain Dew. they're blaming the Mountain Dew.
I mean, you can blame the Mountain Dew all you want, but like I said, for you, Mr. Crash Out, pay attention. I bet your girlfriend about to say the same
Uh-oh.
Thing to you. She can start paying attention.
Oh, there we go.
Or your wife and your significant other. Yeah, don't come for me, because I clap back.
All right.
Now, maybe if you was brighter, you would yep. probably still be in a relationship, because I'm thinking that because you don't listen, you're not.
Yep.
That's the Mountain Dew talk.
Yep, there we all go. Right. Hyped up Hugh on Mountain Dew. So we put the poll up earlier today. Pretty, like, innocuous. Players, manager, Dombrowski, who do you blame more for the loss? One of the comments, hot take radio. What about that as a hot take?
Well, I mean,
have you never talked to their friends about who you're upset with after a loss before?
Yeah, I mean, all we do is hot takes, apparently. Is it a hot take to say Dave Dombrowski put together an awful bullpen? I don't think so.
But the funny thing is, I don't think that's in response to that take. I think it's in response to the poll.
Yes.
As though that's some sort of take in and of itself, even though it's not. One more thing before. You guys wanted mean stuff, right?
Yes.
Yesterday. So we'll get to that in just a second.
But I had enough of the mean
many
stuff.
Now wondering when Hugh versus Ike, the five events, is going to start.
No, you
no
know
interest
what's funny?
In doing that?
Oh, that would be great.
You know what's funny? We were in there. Ike said, "Oh, Jack, want you next?" He said, and I said, "What, Jack? What? You know?"
Oh, he's feeling wow.
Yeah. So I was like, "If Jack, want, like, I'm going to get a weight bench today. We can go slang some iron. Somebody go put a weight bench in the front room. We can go slang some iron."
Yeah, I think I'd have to take you in that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. We're about to go ahead and lift some.
You would beat anybody in the station.
Yep.
To lift off.
Yep.
I haven't worked out like that, but I'm gonna go get me some weights today.
Let's get some mean ones going here. I was looking for Hugh until I saw his white towel over his shoulder.
that was timeless.
Yeah,
that's the timeless one. I mean, I can't be mad at that one.
Fade into the background.
Whoever did that one, I commend you for yep. that one. That was a good one.
Yep. Hugh looks like he's sitting next to his stepson. But he sits next to
that's a good one.
Hey, Dad.
TK, somebody said TK looks like a totally different person with the haircut,
uh-huh.
which you can take that as good or bad.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Did TK get frosted tips, or is he just going gray?
See, I like those.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah,
I like those. Yeah, I like those.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have luck. Well, there's more mean. Where that came from.
Oh, no.
Well, there's just
it's not
really,
done?
No, it's really this. It's just this one more, and this is more tame. But with the cut now, instead of looking like a failing restaurant manager, now you look like you run a Planet Fitness in Delco, but have never actually gone inside.
Oh, my God. That is brutal.
Whoever,
that is worse. Now I wish I didn't get the haircut.
Whoever does that, keep those coming, man.
Oh,
that's
my
funny.
God. I wish I had just stuck with the
long hair. Don't go inside. He never goes inside.
Yeah, that's the kicker. It's like, you don't go inside the plant.
I don't want to do that.
I thought that I could get the haircut, and it would solve all my problems.
Yep.
So that the problems would go away.
And it's
better
show.
That the insults
there.
Would stop.
We need to change these backdrops because they're too dark. I'm tired. We need to go with some lighter backdrops or something.
It was a lot better of a showing by you people today than yesterday.
Nice job from you people.
Before the nuke got dropped on it, went a bit more.
Even though the first 5 minutes. Yeah. It's basically Kyle just venting his frustration.
Well, you know,
with everybody.
People just have no idea what the hell they're talking about. So,
you know. But it's amazing, man. We try every day to set up a show and have show content, but nobody pays attention.
Yep.
They just kind of, you know. But that's kind of fun, too.
What do you think of that? You being my stepdad, Hugh.
Stepdaddy.
That's good.
I like to play in the white chocolate. I like them all. I love them all.
Can I call you dad for now on?
You call me pops. No, pops.
Pops. Pops.
Yeah, yeah, pops. But, come on, son. We got to get ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our time's up.
Yeah, but the afternoon show's coming up next. Make sure you stay tuned in for that. The results of the camera and Fritz. And then, as you know, 3:45 first pitch today. Jesus Luzardo for the Phils going up against Giants. What do you guys think? You think the Phils get a win today? They salvage the final game of this series?
That's Luzardo?
Luzardo on the mound.
Let's
do it. I don't know who's going for the Giants.
Bounce back for Luzardo.
It's not Verlander.
Think bounce back for Luzardo today? Okay. There you go. So stay tuned. Afternoon show is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.